Time now to have a chat to Nick Ryan, because he's got a very intriguing runner today at Sandon on the Hillside. It's been well backed, and we'll also get to see Dice Roll back in action on Saturday. Good morning, Nick. Are you well?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
Excellent. Team's been in ripping form. It seems every time you take a horse to the races these days, they're winning.
Yeah, look, we're having a pretty good run, so like to hopefully keep the ball rolling today.
My numero uno couldn't have been more impressive on debut at Swan Hill. Just dominated the race over the 9.75. This is a two-year-old by Vancouver. Always shown you ability?
Yeah, look, he has. He's not a very big horse, but he's very sharp. He's a ready-made racehorse. He went to Swan Hill still a little bit green. He was a little bit dumb, but it was no surprise he jumped out well and galloped well. But he's really switched on and improved since just with the race experience. So looking forward to seeing him run today.
There's a few spruiks in the race, as you normally get with a two-year-old and a few first starters. But the natural improvement he's taken, has he improved lengths on that first debut win?
Yeah, I could say he has. He definitely has. He's we give him 4 weeks between runs, being his first start, long trip to Swan Hill. So he did have a jump out the other day where he's very sharp. He looked terrific and galloped terrific on Saturday morning as well. So I'm confident he's improved. He's got the race experience today. Bit of giving the track won't hurt him. His mother, Splash of Moe, she was very good fresh and she was very good on the wet. So not deterred by the wet, and horse is in great order.
Where do you think he'll be in the run? He's drawn a nice gate.
Yeah, look, he'll be thereabouts. As I said, he's pretty foolproof. He's ready-made racehorse. He's got good tactical speed. He's travel, and he can quicken.
How much do you think you can get out of him in this first prep if he was to perform up to expectations today?
Look, if he was to win, run well today, we'll probably look at the Lightning. I think it's the Lightning Stakes in Adelaide in 2.5 weeks. His mother won it or ran third in it a few years ago. So the owners are interested to go there. And the same day there is 1,000 at Moonee Valley. So I think there's another run in him today, but we'll let him tell us.
Well, he's going to be very hard to beat in the first today at Ladbrokes Park. And then we head to headquarters again on Saturday. And we get to see the re-emergence of Dice Roll. I suppose after the run in the Winter Championship final, you would have gone home, licked your wounds and tried to dissect the race. What have you come up with from that performance?
Yeah, certainly left with our jaws dropped and head scratching. So, look, things just didn't go his way. He was left in front. There was no speed. There was no leaders. They went slow. He wasn't able to build momentum. So, look, but he pulled up terrific. He was bouncing a day or two later. If anything, the runs probably brought him on. So, back to Flemington, back to the mile Saturday. Hopefully we'll just ride him a little bit conservatively and I think he's a better chaser. His work's been terrific. He galloped well yesterday, and I can't fault the horse at all.
It was one of those runs that probably said he got lost, because he seemed to be hitting the line. Right on the line was probably going better than anything else in the race once again.
Yeah, correct, which is, he's very strong through the line. I think if you look at it, they ran 10 lengths slower to the 600 for average time. So he wasn't able to build his momentum. He was lost in front. He got on the wrong leg, come around the turn. Just wasn't his day. So hopefully Saturday, with a bit of even luck in running, he gets it run to suit. He can bounce back.
Do we see Express Pass at Flemington again on Saturday?
We sure do, yeah. Really happy with him. After Flemington, after his last win, he had a week in the paddock. And he's going 3 weeks between ones. He had a very soft jump out last week. And this horse is in terrific order. I'd say he's definitely come on again. And I think this prep, he's really seasoned and toughened up a bit. So I'm hoping that now the blinkers went on last start, we can we can string a couple together and get him in something better race.
Sounds like you've got an exciting couple of days, Nick. Best of luck today and on Saturday.
Thanks, Michael. Cheers, mate.
Nick Ryan.